The business report starts with more trouble at General Motors. GM has announced its first quarter earnings, or lack of earnings. The world's largest automaker posted a loss of $1.1 billion for the first 3 months of this year. Jerome Vaughn reports from Detroit Public Radio.
General Motors' first quarter loss is the largest the company has seen in 13 years and follows weeks of speculation about how bad the situation might be. Appearing on CNBC shortly after the automaker's conference call yesterday, GM Chief Financial Officer John Devine said the company needs to get its North American operations back on track.
That's about getting the product right, it's about reworking our marketing strategy, and it's getting our costs down, in particular our health care costs.
Company officials have been focusing on health care costs for months. The automaker says it spent $5.2 billion last year to cover more than a million people, including employees, spouses, and retirees. Just last week, health care was one of the topics of discussion at a yearly meeting between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. The automaker had hopes of getting the union to reopen its contract. But UAW officials emerged from the conference and indicated any substantial help from the union would have to wait until next year when the current contract ends. Industry watcher John McElroy says General Motors needs the UAW's cooperation to meet its cost-cutting goals.
General Motors has got a long road to recovery here. I think that you're probably looking at some significant layoffs, some significant plant closings. It's got to address this issue of health care. It's got to get the UAW to come to the party, so to speak, because they cannot handle this on their own.
But the cost of health care is just one factor draining GM's profits. The price of raw materials, such as steel, continues to rise. Analysts say competition in the industry is so fierce that GM can't raise prices to offset those higher costs. And then there's the problem of demand. North American consumers aren't flocking into GM showrooms the way they were last spring. The company's market share has dropped more than a percentage point since then and is down to 25.2%. GM's market share was about 40% 2 decades ago. David Cole is with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He says with enough effort, GM can turn its fortunes around.
GM basically, to use a term of March Madness in the spring, has to put a full-court press on every aspect of the business, create better products faster, take costs down wherever they are, and it's not just a nice thing to do, it's really a matter of survival today.
GM shares plunged in the morning, but recovered to close just a few cents below their starting price for the day. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.